Blog Talk Radio.
Get behind closed doors, man, you hit the floor. And what they can't
Good morning, good morning, good morning. My name is Joseph the Dreamer, and you're listening to Faith is Power Radio. I'm back on air. It's been a while that I've been back on air. I've been doing so much, doing my best to keep up with things in life. Especially in music and business and everything else, doing radio. Lord has provided so much for me. And I've been skipping a heartbeat lately. I know that doesn't sound right and positive, but I've been skipping a heartbeat lately and doing things and lacking on stuff. But, I'm back on air, and that's what matters. And I'm praying that God give me strength to continue this gospel. The gospel I've been doing it through the radio station for a while. It's almost 2 years I've been doing this, almost. And I want to continue this without stopping at all. And I'm just going to continue doing this. I want to go ahead and give the topic of the week. The topic of the week is it's time to be ready for the Lord's coming. And Facebook, Twitter, everybody that's online that's listening nationwide, this title I chose because the Lord revealed to me something very important. And that's for us to be prepared because there's a lot going on. I want to go ahead and start with a prayer before I do anything else. And we could go ahead and continue this episode. Lord Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for everything you've done for us, Lord Father. Give us strength. Let us focus on you, Lord Father. Cover us in your blood, for we're not perfect. Give us, Lord Father, Lord Jesus, and show us the light, show us the way, for we're not perfect. But you're here, you're coming here to make us perfect very soon, Lord Father. Keep us in our right mind and our right direction, for we fall down a couple of times, but we have to get up and trust you continuously, Lord Father. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for sacrificing yourself on the cross for us, Lord Jesus. For there's many things you've done for us. You give us a gift, and you give us a chosen life, and to choose you, Lord Father. Lord Father, Lord Jesus, let us think positive, not negative, all through the week. Let us give the gospel all through the nation, all through the world, Lord. And give us the right things to say. Give me the right things to say and give me the right words to give, Lord Father, through the word. In your name, Lord Jesus, in your blood, I pray to your name, Lord Jesus. Everybody that's listening, let them be touched. Let them hear, Lord Father. For those that want to hear, let them hear, Lord Father. Let them see my faith. It's time to activate their faith, Lord. Activate my faith. Keep me going. Keep me steady, Lord Jesus. I pray to in your blood, in your name, Lord Jesus, in your name. Amen. Well, we're going to do... We're going to play one more track, and then we're going to go ahead to the word, and basically, there's a lot going on, like I said, and there's famine, there's pestilence going on, rumors of wars, there's a whole lot that's going on all around the nation. There's a whole lot going around the nation. People having dreams. Dreams are dreams. and people been seeing things, and there's still people out there not awake. People on everybody, I'm still trying to go back to the studio, play a track, but this is not gonna work. And the Lord's letting me know I don't need to play no music right now. But as I continue in Matthew 24, if you turn to Matthew 24 for y'all to open your eyes, I hope you, everybody else, has a Bible at hand so they can see what's going on. It's not from me, it's from the word of the Lord in Matthew 24. You got a chance to put up Matthew 24. Okay, Matthew 24. Okay, Matthew 24 explains that There's gonna be a rapture that's gonna start off very soon in Matthew 24. Matthew 24 explains that mostly everything that's happening now is gonna happen. It's gonna happen. It's already been explained by Jesus himself. There's gonna be trouble. There's gonna be rumors of wars. There's gonna be earthquakes. That's already coming to pass, if you understand. For everybody that's listening, Facebook and Twitter and online and all over the radio, there's a whole lot going. People not seeing, or they don't want to see it because they have fear, or they don't want to wake up, or it's just people not giving the word. Or they're afraid to give the word, and fear gets in the way. There's a verse on here in Matthew 24, verse 5. It says, "For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." Talking about the Antichrist. And there's many other people that's playing God over here. They don't want to worship the Lord, but they want to be the Lord. They want to act like they're the Lord, whatever. Basically, you got to be careful for those that's deceiving many, saying they're God. They're the ones showing that they have miracles and wonders. And they're the one playing God. I understand we're many gods in this earth, but at the end of the day, there is one God. There is one God, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Serve him, and we shall have eternal life. Matthew 24. You shall hear rumors of wars and see that ye be not troubled, for all things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. The end is not yet. People say, oh, we're in the end of the world, we're in the end of the world, we're going to die. Oh, you know, people panicking and stuff like that. But the end is not yet. Only the Lord knows when the end shall fall, but we shall see the signs of the end, but the end is not yet until all those things come to pass. And then there shall be many be offended, and shall be betrayed one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. That's already been happening. As you can see, There's false prophets on TV you've been seeing. I don't want to say no names. I don't like to say any names. But you'll see for yourself, the Holy Spirit will reveal it to you. But there's many false prophets out there giving dates and time that Jesus is going to come. But in Matthew, hold on. I'm trying to keep up over here myself. Okay, in Matthew 24, verse 44, therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not the Son of Man come. So basically, if you hear the false prophet saying that the Lord is coming this day and that hour, think that there's an hour he might not come. But he is coming in a certain day and hour, but we won't even know. Not even the angels in heaven will know. But only the Father in heaven will know that Jesus is coming and when he's coming to rule over all the nations all over the world. There's so much things that's happening right now. People don't want to wake up. It's in the Bible. It's been revealed to us, people. It's been revealed to us that we should be prepared. The Lord is already speaking to us through the word. By faith, he is coming. Be prepared. There ain't going to be no more excuses that this and that, whatever. Because of financial problems, don't worry about that. The Lord will take care of that. Because of family problems, don't worry about that. The Lord will take care of that. You have to walk by faith, trust in God. It's the strength in you, the power in you, the Lord in you. Just follow him, trust in him, not yourself, but only, not only yourself, but in him. Follow the Lord. Listen what the Lord is telling you. Because there's many people who would deceive you. I have people trying to deceive me, give me the wrong information. But the Lord came out of nowhere and revealed to me in a quick second, no, don't listen to that person. This person is not giving the right word. They're not giving the word at all. You need to focus on the word. Study the Bible. Study the Bible. Even though you don't have a church yet, find the Bible. Matthew 5, the King James Version, okay? Or a Bible that's accurate, okay? And study the word from Matthew. I'm going to go to Luke chapter 10. I'm still trying to upload the music. So I'm going to Luke chapter 10, trying to go to Luke chapter 10. I know things are difficult, people, but you have to learn how to use the gifts. Gift of faith, love, healing, and the blood of Jesus. Through all things that happen through Christ, that strengthens you, that strengthens me. We can do all things through the Lord Jesus Christ. Be strong. The story with Moses, the story with Noah, Isaac, and Jacob, Joseph. They've been through hell, and they still praise God. They've been through hell, but they still praise God. So what excuses do we have that we cannot praise God and we skip our heartbeat? Well, that's what I meant earlier in the beginning of the episode. Us skipping a heartbeat. So what excuses do we have? I know sometimes we feel like we want to give up, we want to quit, we don't want to do anything anymore because you feel like, oh, you know, this is not going to happen, my business is not going to work out. By you saying that, you're lacking faith. And you're not having faith in the Lord. You're not trusting in God. By the power of your tongue, you're not even trusting in God. You're not basically doing what you have to do. You have to have faith and trust in God so you can continue your dream, so you could be that fruit, so you could be that shining light towards others so they could praise God. Not you, but praise God that's in you, that you being the shining light, that you being the example. By the way you think, you shall reap what you think. You shall be what you think. Once you think in a positive way, you shall walk. You shall walk in the light. Chapter 10. Let's go to chapter 10, Luke chapter 10. The kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. But whatsoever city ye enter, they receive you not. Go your ways out into the streets of the same and say, even the very dust of the city which cleave on us, we do not wipe off against you. Notwithstanding, be you she sure of this, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. What that's supposed to mean, I'm not going to say that the Lord is coming at nighttime, but it sounds like it, and I'm trying to understand myself what that means. And Matthew, it explains, Jesus said something about summer night. There will be summer night in Matthew. Let's go to Matthew, back in Matthew again. I believe it's in Matthew 26, chapter 26, verse 28. Chapter 26, verse 28. Give you a minute. Matthew 26, verse 28. Okay, Matthew 26, verse 28. That's not the right verse, okay? But that's the verse I wrote, matter of fact. Sorry about that. But it's really Matthew 25, verse 28, that it explains the blood of Jesus in the New Testament. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many of the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Explains the blood of Jesus in the New Testament is explaining that we must be new. We must be new for us to be taken up and ascended with the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to be new. We have to pray and repent. When we pray and repent of our sins, we shall be forgiven. Do not let fear get in the way. Do not let confusion get in the way. There's so much I want to reveal in the Bible, little by little. But I'm going to save a part on the verse. We're going to go to Revelations tomorrow, Revelations 13. It's going to explain more of the end times, more of the mark of the beast, and more of what's about to happen very soon that we have to prepare. The time of trials and tribulations and darkness. What the summer might bring, I don't know. Only the Lord knows. What the winter might bring, I don't know, but the Lord knows. What the fall might bring, I don't know, but the Lord knows. But all I know, we have to trust the Lord Jesus Christ and be ready, be prepared, be strong like Simon, be wise like Solomon, and be all around and tough and show love, unconditional, like Jesus. Have dreams like Joseph and believe and have faith. This is what we need to do. Give the gospel. Open our mouths like Noah and move far away and give the gospel like Abraham. Be ready, be prepared, for we are in the last days. I'm not here to scare anybody. I'm here to encourage you, for you to be prepared and have a good life, the right life with the Lord Jesus Christ. And to choose the right path to have eternal life with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because remember, everybody, the Lord went on the cross for our sins. He sacrificed himself for us because he loved us. He loved us, and he wants us to have better. And our reward is in heaven. Let's not have a pride of life in this earth. For there's so many have pride in this life, and there's so many that love all these things in life. I understand. You love your things. You love what the Lord gave you. But it's time to change. I'm going to close with a prayer. 30 minutes go by so fast. We're going to talk about the days will be shortened tomorrow morning. All right? I'm going to close with a prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for everything you've done for us, Lord Father, for giving us strength, Lord Father, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Lord Father. Let us receive the word and meditate on the word, Lord Father. Right word, the right message, Lord Father. If I say anything wrong, Lord Father, or if I say anything misleading, Lord, forgive me. Let me say the right things and let me study more to give the gospel. And let everybody be touched for those that's listening all over the nation, all over the world. I thank you, Lord Jesus, in your blood. Let us fight fear and let us be fearless. Let us be fearless and let us be bold. Let us be bold and let us give love without fear. And let us have faith in the grace of faith. Let us walk abundantly and break financial breakthrough, have a financial breakthrough and touch those that may be healed, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord Father. And your blood, I thank you, Lord Jesus. Rebuke anything that's inside of us, Lord Father. Not think otherwise. I thank you, Lord Jesus. And your blood, I pray in your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Yahshua, thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm Yahshua. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for listening. I am Joseph the Dreamer. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation. Check me out. There's more to come for my life. I have an album I'm dropping, single that's dropping. And I have a show that's coming up, that's developing. Let's not settle for less, people. Let's settle for more, for what the Lord has provided for us. And be ready. And be prepared. It's all about love at the end of the day. and helping each other, not just receiving, but giving. Giving love, giving encouragement, giving. If you have anything, give, and you shall receive. Thank you for listening to Faith is Power Radio. Have a blessed one. God bless.